KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Okahlamba Municipality says it's tearing down informal structures in Bergville that it says are linked to crime and other problems in the area. The Midlands Municipality says there have been complaints about the illegally erected shacks around West and Sharp Streets. Municipal Manager Ngosingiphile Malinga says the settlement has become a hotspot for criminal activity.
For a number of years, people are being killed in the taxi rank, housebreaking in town, and all those things. These shacks are the source of all those criminal activity. People who are staying in these shacks, they do criminal activities in town and run away and hide in these illegal settlements or shacks.
Malinga says clearing the area is key to improving resident safety and quality of life. He says the Department of Human Settlements has provided temporary housing for those who have to relocate. He says that officials will monitor the area to make sure no other structures go up. Residents and businesses in Verulam say they've been left shaken after a cash heist in the CBD. Two CIT guards were attacked by heavily armed suspects who concealed their faces with balaclavas on Todd Street yesterday. An eyewitness, who's also a business owner in the CBD, says the two assailants entered a store and pretended to be customers.
The guys that had security were collecting the money there, they went inside. They suspect that two inside, like customer, they're touching the stock and then all. Then they came out there in the counter, they catch them, they take your what if they're taking out the money, they take it away.
He says the robbers drew their guns and assaulted security officers before escaping with cash. KZN Sub says they're on the lookout for at least five suspects. The Western Cape Education Department says over 15,000 grade 4 and 7 learners from over 200 primary schools will attend Saturday classes this year. The extra classes will focus on maths and languages. MEC David Mania says 8,000 grade 12 learners will also receive academic support as they prepare for their matric exams at the end of the year.
A strong foundation in mathematics and language is essential in primary school grades as the essential building blocks for success in their high school career. When learners fall behind in the earlier grades, it impacts their later grades and can ultimately compromise their post-school education and careers.
And it ends with our star, Brandon Sklenner, wants people to focus on why the film was made rather than the legal battle between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. He's told CBS Mornings the movie helped a friend of his walk away from an abusive relationship. The actor says it's unfortunate the film's attention has gone elsewhere and it's important to highlight what the movie stands for. The top story, the Okahlamba Municipality says it's tearing down informal structures in the Bergville CBD after that it says are linked to crime and other problems. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.